Australian singer-songwriter Shana Bircher has got a new single out. It's called Rise from the Ashes. Let's have a listen. Sounds like it could be a theme song for the RFS. Shana joins us to have a chat about it today. How are you doing, Shana?
Good, thanks. Thanks so much for having me.
That's all right. Tell us a little bit about the song. What's it all about?
Oh, this song was inspired by an article that I read in the newspaper. It was about a lady who killed her husband, got charged with murder, and then it came out during the trial that she was actually a victim of some pretty horrendous domestic violence. And it was one of those stories that really stuck with me. I just couldn't get it out of my head, you know, what this poor woman went through, and then to come out the other side, to, you know, get off the murder charge and, you know, kind of get a life back. It was, yeah, the song just really poured out, I guess.
When you're a singer and you can create things like that, so as you say, you can't get it out of your head. Is this like an element of therapy to be able to write something and create something good out of what has been a troubling circumstance?
Yeah, definitely. It's such a good feeling to, you know, be able to do that and to get it out of my head that way, I guess. I'm really proud of this song.
It comes from your album Backwards Town, which is due out reasonably soon, is it?
It was actually brought out last Friday.
Oh, there you go. Congratulations. Yep. How's it all coming along?
Thank you very much. It was really good, actually. I'm so pleased with how this album has, you know, has the feedback I'm getting is amazing. So it's all very exciting.
Is it a little bit concerning to put out your art like that for everybody to look at and critique? Because you've been working very hard on it. It probably means a lot to you in several different ways, and for others to go, oh, yeah, I thought it was all right. That's maybe a little bit of a letdown on everything that went behind it.
Yeah, yep. I recorded this album back in 2019. So it's been a long time coming, and, you know, it's very nerve-wracking, especially, you know, this album, because there are a fair few songs on here that are very personal to me. So the nerves were, it was hard before, you know, it come out, but I'm so pleased with the feedback I'm getting.
And now that you've done it, is it a matter of looking forward, or do you, you know, every now and then throw the CD in and just enjoy what you've created?
I don't do that much. I generally only sort of listen to it if someone else has put it on or I catch it on the radio or something like that. It's definitely not, you know, it's a bit weird to sort of sit down and listen to yourself.
Some elite level navel gazing by sitting there listening to your own CD, is there?
Yeah, it feels a bit weird.
Fair enough. So what does the future have in store for you? What's coming up over the next few months, Shana?
Just riding the release wave at the moment. But hopefully next year I will be able to get out and do a few shows around the place.
When you're creating an album, do you sort of start on a song and go, actually, you know what, I'll put that on the back burner? So does the, you know, would your next lot of releases be related to what you've already done? Or do you wait and want to just start from afresh, clear the board, and let's get on with it?
Most of the time, sometimes I go back and, you know, sort of I go through my songs, stuff that I've written that I've not really done much with, but generally, and especially this album that I've just released, you know, I wrote a lot from, I think I released my last album in 2015, and I didn't start writing for this one until late 2016. So, you know, like I wrote a lot of songs in that 12-month period, but, yeah, I scrapped them all and then started again.
Fair enough then. Well, we look forward to hearing the next collection when they come out. Shana Bircher, congratulations with the new album Backwards Town, and thanks very much for joining us on 2NM.
Thanks so much for having me.